It's Friday, July 31st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Household transmission is becoming an increasing worry as young people are infecting older family members in shared homes. Many young adults surged into bars and restaurants when things opened back up and are also among essential workers. And it was only a matter of time before they came in contact with family members living in multi-generational homes. Lenny Bernstein, health and medicine reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Lenny.
My pleasure.
We keep seeing caseloads rise for coronavirus. Death tolls are going up in coronavirus hotspots. And once again, we're starting to look at the younger people. This story you focused on was about household transmission and about how young people are infecting older family members in shared homes, multi-generational homes, things like that. Lenny, tell us a little bit about it.
Epidemiologists have been warning about this for quite a while since some of the states reopened about 2 months ago and younger adults started returning to bars and restaurants. And what the experts have been pointing out is that a lot of families in this country are multi-generational, but two or three generations share the same household. Now, why is that a problem? Because younger people tend to get infected without symptoms much more often than older people. Then if they are living in one of these multi-generational homes and they bring the virus home, they then pass it on to people who are much more vulnerable to the effects of COVID-19, who get more severe symptoms, who end up in the hospital, who end up in the ICU. And they warned about this at the beginning, and now they believe they're starting to see it happen.
This is how I grew up. It's not the situation anymore, but when I was younger, I lived in a house with my grandma, it was my uncle, my mom, it was myself and my two siblings. So there was a lot of us in there and it would be ripe for something like this. You know, if one of us came down with it, my grandma could get it. So I can see all of this happening and I know how these households work. And going back to the younger people, generally these people that are more considered these essential workers, if they work in some of these low paying jobs, if they work at the supermarket, things like that. So they're constantly in and out of the house. Partying at the bars was one thing too that was of concern, but even just in their normal day lives, they're out and about constantly, and then they come home, it's potential to spread it to family members.
We can't blame it entirely on young kids being irresponsible or less responsible than we'd hope. Yes, adults in their 20s and 30s tend to socialize more, but you're absolutely correct. People have to go to work. There's no other way. People have jobs in retail and healthcare and other places that are going to put them out there with the public and at risk of infection. So it's not just entirely people being cavalier about the generations they live with. The other thing that we also ought to remember is that a certain number of young people have been forced back into their parents' homes by the fact that they no longer have work. So we're not condemning, you know, an entire generation of people here.
Yeah, and the numbers are there. There's a record 64 million people, this is about 20% of the U.S. population, that live in these homes with at least two adult generations or something where there's the grandparents and grandchildren under 25. So these households, there's a lot of them out there. And even just looking into the news, there was a couple of examples that we could also kind of point to on this. There was somebody in the president's cabinet, the national security advisor to the president, he just contracted COVID-19, and they were saying maybe he got it from his daughter. So these examples are popping up in a lot of places.
The one that everybody has probably seen, it's been pretty viral, is the woman who went on Facebook and posted a video about how she had begged her 21-year-old son not to let his guard down, to wear his mask, not to hang out in closed spaces with his friends if they were unmasked, to be aware of who around him was infected. Well, he got infected. He came home. He didn't tell them for a few days. And, you know, he sounds like a really good kid. And she wasn't blaming him. She wasn't guilting him. But by the time he made them aware that he had been exposed, their whole family, their whole household was affected. And unfortunately, his father, who's only 42, ended up in the ICU and ended up on a ventilator for 18 days. So this is no joke. You have to think about the impact on yourself and then the impact on anybody else you're going to come in contact with.
It's paramount that everybody wear the mask, do all that stuff. And people say, well, I'm not going to get sick, but this is exactly the story of why it's important that you do those things so you don't infect your family members and other loved ones. And it's tough. You know, there's been this notion of let's reopen the economies. The most at risk can stay home and the others can go out and go to work. And trends like this kind of throw a wrench in it. And all the more to be diligent in following the proper guidelines, social distancing and mask wearing and all that.
That philosophy just is not going to work in our society. There is no way, short of an older person living in long-term care or by themselves, that they are not going to mix with other generations. It just doesn't work in our society. It was even worse in Italy. One of the reasons that so many elderly folks died there is that they have this huge percentage of their population living in multi-generational households. It's just custom. Here, while we may have only 20%, it's higher in ethnic communities. It's higher in Latino and Asian and Black communities than it is in the white communities. And people just mix. So the idea that we will shelter the vulnerable, you know, in this completely impermeable protective bubble is really not going to work.
Lenny Bernstein, health and medicine reporter at the Washington Post. Thank you very much for joining us.
Always my pleasure.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.